Why do you think whey has stood the test of time, and what makes it so popular?
Fundamentally, we have to look at what whey protein is. Within our industry, in the health food stores and the vitamin stores, you've got protein powders and you've got vitamin tablets and you've got herbal formulas. Most of those should be categorized, especially if they're a capsule or a tablet, they should be categorized as a supplement. Personally, when I look at whey protein, I'm not looking at a supplement. I'm looking at a food. I'm looking at something. I mean, whey does come from cheese manufacturing. It's a byproduct, so it's coming from food. And then it's ultra filtered and cold processed, and what you have is protein powder from whey. I've always viewed it as food. And that's why I believe it stood the test of time, because it's not something that I consider should be optional. Like if you take echinacea, you're taking echinacea for a specific function for only a short period of time. We just did an article, actually. I co-wrote an article with certified herbalist Jennifer Walker. And the article was on basic nutrition, not sports nutrition, but basic nutrition. And the similarities from what everybody wanted are identical to what sports people want. They want recovery, they want body hardness, they want energy, they want strong bones. You need calcium for strong bones. Well, whey protein, you take one serving of whey protein, you got one fifth of your daily requirement for calcium right there. So whey protein has stood the test of time because it's actually a superfood, if we can coin that phrase. It delivers one fifth of your calcium that you need every day, just in one serving. You get one fifth of your minimum daily requirement for protein. Most people are deficient in protein. They don't even know it. It's also what we call an unattached protein. Unlike milk, for instance, I do a lot of seminars and people say, well, isn't milk a really good source of protein? Isn't cheese a good source of protein? Isn't soy a good source of protein? I go, listen, they're good sources of protein, but they're attached to other things. They're attached to milk sugar in the case of cheese and milk, lactose.
Right.
Or soy is attached to other items within the soybean itself. If you isolate the protein, which that's whey protein, when you isolate the protein, your body utilizes it. Your body will get a benefit from it, and it's radically better than every other protein source on the planet. You can measure that through the biological value. Whey protein has the highest biological value of any protein out there. That's why it stood the test of time, because it delivers results. It is a mainstay product. It's something you should just use. And if you just consider it as just a different source of protein than, say, fish or meat or tuna or eggs, it's also the most cost-effective protein on your grocery bill. And that's really why it stood the test of time. It just delivers over and over again.